Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Avi Maranimi Marasi Sheyuchiu. Ul schus Moshe Devesh Moshe Mordechai. And Rufuas Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana and Rabbi Shai Ben Leah. And it's based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Hagoyin HaGadol HaMuflav HaMuflog, Rav Manzatzal. B'tchilat Parashat Mitzora, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Bet. Zot tiye Torat HaMitzora b'yom Toharato, v'huva l'Kohen. This will be the law of the Mitzora on the day of his Tahara, and he is brought to the Kohen. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, we're going to ask Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh a series of kashas. The Or Chaim HaKadosh is oimed on the fact shelechora kol ha-pasuk miyutar ma lashon Or Chaim HaKadosh. Kol ha-katuf miyutar shlo ya lomar ala ki yeteher ha-metzora v'uva la-kohen. למה כתוב, זאת תהיה תורת המצורע ביום טהרתו? Say it like this. When the מצורע becomes tor, he's brought to the Kohen. No. And then we're going to see later on in the parasha what the dinim are. That's question number one. Ayin בדברי אור החיים הקדוש. Question number two is, why does it say ביום טהרסוי? It should say, Zos Torah Samitzor, if you really want to say that. Bitaraso. Why be Yoim Taraso? Lama Adgasha, the emphasis on the Yom. So, in fact, the Gemara and Megillah Darshan from this cited here in Rashi teaches you not Mitarim at night. But Lafi Apshat, one understand, it's the Aravod in these Shiurim, is Lavina Tapshat Shalakatuv. Bechen Ayin Bekli Yoker Shamad Al Kach Shemitzad Echad, Hapasuk calls him a Mitzoro. So it turns out that he's in Taka Mitzora. But Mitzad Sheni, it's his Biyom Taraso. If he's a Mitzora, so it's not Yom Taraso, then he's pure. If it's Yom Taraso, if it's the day of his purity, then he's not a Mitzora. And if he's a Mitzora, then it's not his purity. Can't be a pure Mitzora. You're impure mitzvah. So that's the question of the Kli Yakar. Another kasha of the Kli Yakar is that how does Ech Kro Yom Tarasa Kodim Shamar Vine Nirpa? Zois Tia Teras HaMitzvah B'Yom Tarasa Huva LaKoyin. And then weiter it says V'Yatza HaKoyin HaMichutz HaMachin V'Rakon Vine Nirpa Nega Tzaras Menatzarot. So we have only a Pasuk Gimel, the Refuah. So how come in Pasuk Beis, he's already being brought to the Kohen? It's already Yom Taharosoi. How is it Yom Taharosoi when you bring him to the Kohen when he hasn't had the Refuah yet? Only Pasuk Gimel has the Refuah. So first tell us that there's a Nirpa, and then tell us that he comes to the Kohen. But why is it, or he's brought to the Kohen, why is it that no? It says that he's brought to the Kohen, and then it tells us he's Nirpa. Also, the Or Chaim has a great kasha. It says in Pasuk Beis, "V'huvel haKohen," he's brought to the Kohen. And then in Pasuk Gimel, it says, "V'yatza haKohen mechutz lamachne." The Kohen goes out to him. So who goes out to who? Who goes out to? Did the boy call the girl? The girl call the boy. Who's going out to who? First, it says he's brought to the Kohen. Then it says the Kohen goes out to him. Which one is it? Kohen's going out of the camp to him. It's Vaday not being brought to the Kohen. So the Ramban is Miyashiv this in a Remez. See also in the Malbim, who writes on the Drosh of the Torah's Kohanim, that we need to understand that since Kevan She'achshav Eino medaber al Tum'at Mitzora el al Tarato, here we're not talking about the Tumas HaMitzora. We're talking about the Taras HaMetzora. So what should the Pasuk have said? Zos Tia Toras Taras HaMetzora. Why does it say Zos Tia Toras HaMetzora? Zos Tia Toras Taras HaMetzora. It's not the law of the Metzora, it's the law of the purification process of the Metzora. And also you have to understand over here it says Zos Tia Toras HaMetzora. And later on at the end of the parasha it says Zos Toras Asher Boi Negotzoras. So here also it should have said, Zos Tia Toras Asher Boi Negotzoras. Shiyatim. As Mesiyata Dishmaya, we have our work cut out for us, ladies and gentlemen. Great kashas. As Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Miva'er Kach. כתוב פסוק ד' וציווה הכהן ולקח למטהר שתי ציפורים, חיות, טהורות, ועץ ארז, ושני תולעת ועזוב. And the Kohen commands for them to take, for him who is to be cleansed, two clean living birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. Rashi explains, based on the Sugya and Erchin 15b, that why the Erez, this cedar, is because Lefisha Negoim Boim Al Gassus Hariach, Negoim come, because of arrogance, because of a thick spirit, because of haughtiness. Umatakanasa viyisrape, what is this fixing that he'll be healed? Yashpil, that's the eteres, that's the gasus, that's the big cedar witchery. And the takona is Yashpil atzmo migei usoi. V'yisrape, ketolas ve'ezov. Sorry, he should lower himself from his geus, from his arrogance, like a toilas, like this. Shni tolas, like the scarlet. Tolas is also a worm. Ve'ezov, and the hyssop. So he should lower himself like them. Now, there's a problem here. It's true that there are beautiful ramazim here. You have the ezov, you have the shni tolas, you have the eitz erez, you have the shni tolas and the ezov. Aval rei tzarich et bonanut v'simat lev kedei lagi la maskana ha'ola misimanim elu. You need to pay attention. You need to really take this to heart. And as long as he remains with his arrogance, so he's not going to think about the meaning of the Erez, the Ezov, and the Shni Tolas. It's going to be right in front of his face. He's not going to see. He's not going to understand the Remez. Because he's so immersed in his ego and all of his other emotional issues. He has to be in a matzav of shiflus. Only then he's going to say, oh, now I get it. So who says that the Metzora is really going to chap the remes? Mi omer shehu v'yanirmas, sheromzim lo v'yanirmas. Who says he's really going to, you know, accept his remes? As nir'ah sheklapei zeh katuv v'pasuk gimel, ויצא הכהן אל מחוץ למחנה, וראה הכהן, והנה נרפא נגע הצרעס מן הצרוע. It says that the Kohen is going to go outside the camp, and he's going to see, and behold, the נגע הצרעס has been healed from the צרוע. אז הכלי יקר עמד על כך דבר מאוד מעניין. כתוב בפסוק, מצד אחד, נגע צרעס, two things, נגע and צרעס, נרפא נגע צרעס, and then מצד שני, it says, מן הצרוע. It should have said min ha-nagua b'tzaras. Since it says nirpa nega ha-tzaras, it should have said min ha-nagua b'tzaras. Kach ikshe ha-kli yakar, v'yoter mizeh ikshe b'lekutei anshei shem, b'chumish rav pninim. A lot of rabbanim that I like. There's Rav Shefa, one rav. There's Rav Kav, is another rav. And then there's Chumash Rav Peninim, the third rav. None of them are rabbanim. Akoponim, he asked in Lekutei Anshei Shem, which is a rav, that L'choira ma shekatuv v'nirpa min hatsarua miyutar. I am speaking miya katuv, v'hinei nirpa nega hatsarat. As a pashut says a min hatsarua. וכניהם במלבים, שכוסף שדרך הלושן אל יחס הרפואה, אל האיש לא על המכה. The Malbim, הנדרוש of the Torah's Kohanim, the Malbim is like super duper. The Malbim is an all-star. He's an all-star, first team all-star every single parasha. So the Malbim writes that it's the derech haloshen to be yachas the refuah to the person. Not to the ailment, not to the makkah. And he brings numerous psukim to bolster this point. Velama het yachasakan harifua el hamakkah velo el haish. So why here is the refuah misyaches to the ailment and not to the person? Hine nirpa nega tzaras, not nega tzaras, near the person's being. The refuah should relate to the person. Hine nirpa tzarua. No, it relates to the makkah, against what the psukim normally do. So it would appear that what's being said over here is as follows. Sheyesh lef'ol ima mitzora be'ofen shel hadgashat afsuto shekemi she'eino dami v'shekilu ein kan kol et yachasut elav. As your poil with the Mitzora, you act with the Mitzora in such a way that you emphasize his afsus, his nothingness. It's like he's not there. You're not even relating to him. You're just relating to the nega and the tzaras. And that's mevatel, his gaiva, by the way, as an aside. I was just thinking that's what we do to the Rosh and the Leil HaSeder. Ilu haya sham loya nigal. You don't say ilu hayita sham loya nigal. Ilu hay. You don't even relate to him. You don't relate to him because that's mevatel his gaiva. See here also. Lo mityachasim elav kedei levatel et hagaiva shelo. V'lachen mityachasim la refua v'lo la gavra, lo la ish. U'v'yoter. Mevo'ar ba Gemara b'Masechet Nedarim b'daf Samech Daled Amud Bet Arba'a chashuvim kemet. There are four people who are considered like they're dead, and one of them is a tsarua, somebody who has tsaras. So according to this, he's like he's dead. Kemisha eino. That's what it says. Nirpa nega tzaras mina tzarua. Shenamar baze she'af al pi. Sheyesh kan nidon ala gavra. She tzarua hu. Mikol moko im inyan ha-koyen. Eino im ha-gavra tzarua. Lerot sheshuv eino tzarua. El inyano hu. Rak im nega tzaras. Lerot im nirpa hu. O lav. Belot yachasut la-gavra tzarua. Lachin amar ha-ribay kra. זאת אומרת, so he's kemes הוא כמי שאינו. And that's why it says, ניר פנגה צרס מן הצרוע. But even though there's a discussion of the gavra of the person who's צרוע, nevertheless, the union of the coin is not with the gavra הצרוע, to make sure that he's no longer הצרוע. But rather his issue is with the נגה צרס. Is the נגה צרס נירפה? Or is it not נירפה? And you're not relating to the Gavra HaTzarua. He's Kemes. Who is that? He's not hearing. He's dead. It's like he's dead. And that's why it says in the Lashon of the Pasuk, Nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarua. V'ze matim l'drasha shel Torat Kohanim. Al ma shekatuv v'lakach l'mitaher. L'shem mitaher. Bein ish, bein isha, ובין אישה ובין בן קטן. מכאן אמרו לקח לאיש, כשרות לאישה. לאישה, כשרות לאיש. לבית, כשר למצורע. למצורע, כשר לבית. זאת אומרת, that it says in the pasuk, וציבו כהן לקח למתאר, and then the Kohen commands them, and they take for him who is cleansed. So it says, anyone is cleansed, meaning, if you take it for the man, it's good for a woman. If you take it for a woman, good for a man. If you take it for a person, good for the house. Good? And when it says, V'lakach l'mitaher, as a hemsheich of a tziva kohen, means that we're not relating to the person himself. Because if it was relating to the person itself, if you're taking for the man, how does it work for the house? How does it work for the woman? The answer is there's no tiachasu to the person. And therefore, it doesn't matter who you took it for. You can use it for anyone. So therefore, it works. So it's good for the man, it's good for the woman, it's good for the kid, it's good for the house. וזה נראה במה שכתוב כאן בפסוק, וציווה הכהן ולקח למתאר. So this is the pasuk, the Kohen commands, and they take for the person who's becoming Torah, and the Torah is Kohanim, we darshan is a din של ציווי, שהציווי בכהן והלקיחה בכל אדם, שיש עניין דווקא שהכהן יצווה, and then anyone can take it. אבל יש דין על הכהן המצווה. ועל הכיחה בכל אדם. Anyone can take it. מה הדין בזה? אז לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר שנאמר בזה שאין זה ככל טהרת טומאה. שתלויה היא באיש הטמא הרוצה להיטל. This isn't like, normally when you're becoming tahor from tumah, that it depends on the tumah person who wants to become tahor. Rather, הנהגה היא כאן, כנתבאר בהתעלמות מהמתאר. Here we are not focusing on the מתאר. והנהגה של דבר שאינו עניין לבעל הנגע. So this has nothing to do, כביכול, with the בעל הנגע. Rather, the Kohen has to be מתאר him. כפי מה שנאמר בתורה. And that's why the ציבו is נתלה בכהן. וציבה הכהן! It's the Kohen who's being mitzaveh, and then anybody else can take it. But it's a din in the Kohen, and the person, אנחנו פשוט מתעלמים ממנו, כאילו. רוצים לבטל פה את הגאווה שלו. ואפשר לפרד, לתרץ בזה מה שהקשר אור החיים כאן, על מה שנחלקו בתורת כהנים. וזה מחלוק את נטר אז כהנים. And what it says in פוסוק ה' וציבה הכהן ושוחד את הציפור האחס אל כלי חרס על מים חיים. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi, Svirelei, the Tzivui b'Koyein v'Shchita b'Chol Odom. The Rabbi Svirelei, the Av Shchita b'Koyein. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tzivui is the Koyein, and anybody can do the Shchita. And Rabbi says, no, even the Shchita is done by the Koyein. Ayin Sham, b'Divrei Atorat Kohanim, b'Divrei Or Chaim HaKadosh. שואל אור החיים הקדוש, זה לא מנך לכהנו תנוי, why are these תנוי, I'm only arguing on what it says in פסוק ה, לגבי דשחיתה, and not on what it says in פסוק ד, ולקח למתאר, that according to רבי יהודה ורבי יוסי, the ציווי is בכהן, the לקיחס בכל אדם, מה שאין כן לרבי, even the לקיחס בכהן, in other words, just like they're arguing in פסוק ה, they should have already argued in פסוק ד, Pasuk Hey, they argue, there's a tzivui and then there's a shechita. The first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi holds the tzibur is b'koin, the shechita is b'chol adam. Rabbi holds no, even the shechita is b'koin. So once you already argue in pasuk dalet, when it says lakach lametayir, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the tzibur is b'koin and lekichas b'chol adam, and Rabbi holds no, even the lekichas b'koin. Kach iksha haorach ha'chaim hakadosh. Ulefi dvarenu afshar lomar shevadai pashtut akra mashma shirak hatzivui u'b'koin v'lo ha'lekicha v'ashchita. Pashtus in the Pasuk is mashma, that it's only the tzivui that's with the kohen. And not the lekicha, not the shchita, just the Rabbi holds, that only here, that the Pasuk is talking about tchilas inyan atahara. The Pasuk is talking about the beginning of the purification process. There's a makom to be mechayiv, the tzivui b'kohen. וכנ"ל כדי לקבוע בזה שעניין הטהרה של המטהר אלא של הכהן. So this is in order to establish, like we said before, that the inyan of the tara is not of the mitaher, the person becoming toho, but rather that of the kohen. וממילא שכשנאמר כאן וציווה הכהן, עיקרו בציווי הכהן, וגם לדידי נאמר בזה, הכהן רק על הציווי ולא על הכיחה. אבל הבטר שכבר נתקיים העניין של ציווי הכהן על הכיחס ויעשי הסתרו, וזהו דסביר אלי לרבי, שאין כל עניין שיהיה כאן ציווי נוסף של הכהן בשחיטה. אחרי שכבר נתקיים כל העניין בציווי כהן על הכיחה, שבכללו הוא גם לקיחת ציפורים. ובעל כורחנו דמה שכתוב וציווה הכהן ושוחט, מה שנאמר כאן, הכהן, אינו דין נוסף של ציווי, אלא הורה על השחיטה של מעשה כהני. לכן יש לו לצוות עליה, כיוון שהוא השוחט, ומוטל הדבר עליו. לכן לא פליג בזה רבי, אלא בבשחת הציפור ולא לקח לה מתאר. In other words, super duper. In Pasuk Dalet, they're not arguing. Because in Pasuk Dalet, it says the ציווי. And that's really enough for us. That the coin is mitzave. And when the coin is mitzave, that shows that it's his inyan. It's not an inyan of the person who's becoming tall. It's his inyan, the person that Torah Nachum B'talmim Mimenu. So therefore, mechayiv the coin to do the tzivui. Showing that it's his inyan and not the mitahir. And memela the lekicha, it doesn't really matter who does the lekicha. Because we're showing already by the Kohen doing the tzivui that it's the Kohen's inyan. It's the inyan tafka shel haKohen. The tafkid shel haKohen. HaKohen tzich letaher oto. That's why the tzivui is totally in the Kohen. Because it's the Kohen's job to mitahir him. And therefore it doesn't matter who the lekicha is with. So that's Pasuk Dalet. Then we get the Pasuk Hey. Why does he say again it's tzivui? Why does it say again v'tziva koin? Ein kol inyan shiya kan tzivui nosef shel hakohen. We already were mekayim what we wanted to when the coin was mitzaved l'kicha. When the coin was mitzaved l'kicha, whoever does the l'kicha, that's included in the coin's tzivui. The coin doesn't have to do it himself. Whoever does it, does it. The point is, when the coin is mitzaved, that's included in his tzivui. Is whatever everybody else does, because it shows that this is his inyan. So why then does it say again in Pasuk Hey Vitziva? We already got our point across when it says Vitziva HaKohen in Pasuk Dalet, that it's the Kohen's inyan. It's the Kohen's command. The answer is Rebbe's understanding that if the Pasuk repeats itself and says again in Pasuk Hey Vitziva HaKohen, the Vitziva is not just referring to the Tzivui, the Pasuk is also referring to the actual Shechita. It's not an additional din of tzivui. Rather, it's showing us the shchit is a ma'isa koin. And that's why he has to be mitzaveh. Because he's the shochet. And it's up to him to do it. And that's why he only argues in Pasuk Hey. B'tziva ha-kohen v'shochet es tzipor achas el kli cheres el mayim chayim. Ulai efshar lefaresh gam ken ba'kushya shel Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam is mashmit the din of tzivui ha-kohen v'haloi dover hu. שהרמב״ם משמיט את הדין של ציווי הכהן. רמב״ם אומץ את. And all the Rambam writes in Tumas Tzras 11:5 is the Shchitas HaTzipoirim and the Hazoyo VeHatiglachas. The Shchitas HaTzipoirim, the sprinkling, the shaving, that, the Rambam says, is done by the Kohen. But the Rambam omits the inyan of Vitziva HaKohen. Why is it? It says, Vayitru in the Pasuk, for he's Elam Atar Menetzra Sheva Pa'amim. After he dips in the, he's Toivel them. The Eteres, Yitolas, and Ezov, and Tzipor HaChaya, Betam HaTzipor HaShchuto. Givaldik. But the Rambam omits, so he mentions the Azoy, he mentions the Glachas, the Shev, he mentions the Sipurim, but he omits the Inyan of the Vitziva Koyin. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, Ayin Sham, that that's what in the Tosefta Negoim in the 11th chapter, it also says that these three are B'Koyin, in other words, the Shchitas HaTzipurim, the Hazoya, and the Tiklachas, and it doesn't mention anything about the Tzivui of the Koyin. But it could very well be, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that the Tana mentions it somewhere else. Or we can say that there we're talking about the Maisim HaMetarim, and the actual Maisim HaMetarim, that's not a Maisim HaTar, the Vitzivu. So therefore it doesn't mention it. But the question is, even if that's true, how is the Rambam Soisim, and he doesn't bring what's Mefurish in the Taurus Kohanim in the Pasuk, that there's a Chiv Tzivui B'Kohen? So the Rechaim says that the Rambam holds, based on the Torah's Kohanim as being in the Parsha, that Darshans, that only these three need a Tzivui, need a Koyen, that the Tzivui is not Ma'akev. So we have another source also that Tzivui is not Ma'akev. We have the Tosef, the Torah's Kohanim, Tzivui is not Ma'akev, Sayin Achinami. We have the Pasuk that says Tzivui, but it's not Ma'akev. And it's only derech kovet. It's derech kovet sheyu dvarim nasim al piv. It's derech kovet that it should be done based on his command. But sof, there's a mitzvah mitzad derech kovet. As lama Rambam mashmit et zeh? Lama, why does the Rambam omit it? Rambam omit it. And also based on what we're saying, it's not mishum derech hakovet l'koin. It's showing that this whole inyan here is mitzad the koin, that it's the koin's obligation. And we're mitalein from the person. We avoid speaking about the person because it's the kohen's obligation, and the person has to. We're trying to be mevatel his gaiva, as we spoke about. So why again does the Rambam not mention the tzivui being by the kohen? Very should be very important to mention. As lefi dvareinu, efshar lomar al derech Or HaChaim HaKadosh, aval lo mitame. The Rambam holds, based on the Tosefta doesn't mention this chiyuv of the Tzivui HaKohen. And based on Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, that Tzivui B'Kohen ve'in Lekicha B'Kohen. That the commandment is done by the Kohen, but not the Lekicha. The Lekicha is not done by the Kohen, as we saw in the Torah's Kohanim. So that it says in the Pasuk that the Tzivui is B'Koyen, and in the Torah's Kohanim that the Tzivui is B'Koyen, ain't no din v'chiyuv. It's not a din. It's not a chiyuv. Rather, it's a bi'ur mahalach ha-tahara she-ne'amar aleh she-kiv-yachol eina inyan shel ha-mitahir ela shel ha-koyen ha-mitahar. It's talking about the nature of the process of tahara, of the purification process. That it's not the matter of the one becoming pure, but rather it's the matter of the Kohen who is making him pure. And for this reason, the Tzivui is relating to the Kohen, because it's saying this is his inyan, this is his issue. And that's what the Torah's Kohen has come to tell us. Ein alekicha b'kohen, because there's no din that was said over here. If there was a certain din said, then it would, why not the lekicha b'kohen also? But no, we say only the tzivui, not the lekicha. If there was a din here, then it should be a special din in the kohen. He does the tzivui, he does the lekicha. Why not both? The answer is that the v'tziva kohen is not telling us that per se has to be mitzave. It's telling us this is his inyan. El rak et inyan ha-parasha ne'emar kan, shekanitbar ikaro shekeilu ein ha-metzora atzmo nosei la'inyan. The subject here is not the mitzora. It's the inyan of the kohen and this nega. And therefore it says a lashon of tzivui because it's his inyan. That's why it tells a lashon that he's mitzave, because it's his issue. It's his problem. And therefore, there's no din of lekicha, because you don't have to do lekicha, because all the pasuk is telling us is that it's his problem. He has to make sure it's done, but he doesn't have to be the one doing it in practice, the lekicha. Let somebody else do it. And even the tzivui, not necessary, but let someone else do it. But the point is that this is his inyan. And that's what the pasuk is telling us, and that's why the Rambam omits it. V'yesh laharich b'zeh. טוב, מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו בערך בחצי הדרך, אנחנו עוד לא ישבנו את הכל. אז אנא, הישארו עמנו, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ונראה נפלאות. בינתיים כבר ראינו נפלאות, אבל נראה עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.